as her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda, and the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented, and the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do it. I built a great company.
Good evening from Southern California. A very warm summer night. Welcome to our Thursday, August 9th, prayersfor45.com prayer call. Our MC Cliff Dumas is on vacation. He'll join us next week. He's off the grid right now. I am Scotty Sachs, one of the founders of Prayers for 45. 6 months ago, I was in a meeting with some influential broadcasters. They were Christian broadcasters, and in the middle of the meeting, they asked if I would stop and pray for our president with them. Well, not accustomed to praying during meetings, I did consider the source that these were Christian broadcasters, so I obliged them in prayer, and we prayed for about 5 minutes. When we were done, I joked, said, you guys ought to start a prayer call at a website dedicated to praying for our president. They didn't hesitate, and one of them immediately entrusted me as a marketing partner to begin the process of starting Prayers for 45. He said, go do it. We'll fund it. So tonight, we're going to pray. To those new to the call, welcome. To those returning, much gratitude, and sincere appreciation for all on the call tonight. We're like-minded people. You make the new prayer community here possible. We've come together to pray in support of our president, his family, the administration, and of course, we the people. And that's what sets Donald J. Trump apart from any other president in our lifetime since JFK, perhaps Reagan. Donald Trump is working on behalf of we the people. As we do all of our calls tonight, will consist of three prayers. The first prayer will be for Donald Trump, his family, and his administration. The second prayer, we will focus on a very important issue that has come to the forefront, censorship of the media. And in our third prayer, we will open it up to an open prayer. And finally, we'll close with the Serenity Prayer. So I'd like to start by introducing our first prayer host, Van Tomlin. Van is a retired real estate and mortgage executive. He's a conservative Christian, politically independent, married 37 years, a father and proud grandfather. Van, welcome this evening.
Thank you, Scotty. I'm very happy to be here.
I suppose it was a YouTube channel.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today in prayer. We thank you for all you have done for us and all that you have planned for us. We are blessed by you in so many ways. We're blessed to live in such an awesome country. We're blessed to live under the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. We're blessed to have our friends, many of which have gathered with us tonight in prayer. There's some of us who are suffering and need your comfort. We pray for them and thank you in advance for your grace. We continue to thank you for giving us a true leader in President Donald Trump, a man who has promised to continue his mission of cleaning the swamp until it has been completed. We thank you for his safety and the safety of his family and his administration as they battle the forces of evil. They are warriors, and the closer they get to elimination of the evil ones, the more dangerous the evil ones get. So I personally will make a commitment and ask any others who are willing to do the same to make a commitment as well, that we will pray every day for their safety and successful completion of their enormous task. We thank you, Father, for being our Father God and the God of our fathers, for being the same God who made this world and who made us in your image. We thank you for being the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For we know that you are a loving and loyal God and want us, your children, to be happy. We know that you personally chose President Trump to do your work, and for that, we thank you. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Van. Excellent prayer, as always. We appreciate you leading us in prayer each call. Now I'd like to move to our second prayer. As we all know, the mainstream media and the left that control it, the elites, want to shut our conservative voices down. Alex Jones is not the issue. The issue is our First Amendment, our Constitution, and our republic, the freedoms in our republic that we so enjoy. So tonight we're going to pray for those conservative voices, those on our team, the good guys, that create great content both on the internet, on radio, and on television. We pray they're safe. And then leading us in that prayer is a good friend, Diane Rosso. She's a currency trader. She's a tech startup junkie, a mother and a grandmother, and a great believer in where we go one, we go all. Diane, welcome. And please lead us.
Thank you, Scotty. Thank you, Lord, for the hearts and the minds in this group. We just thank you for who you are in our lives. Our intention is singlefold, Lord, and that is to lift up POTUS 45 and to pray his mission continues under your holy guidance. Lord, you are aware, you are so aware that the mainstream media chooses to shut down 45. You're aware of their censorship of key critical news. You're aware of their biasness based on political affiliation, of their selective amnesia of past events on their own side of the aisle. Lord, you are aware of the specific individuals that have wrongfully participated based on personal gain. You have wept many tears, more than we, over the status of our country for so many years. Only you can put the pieces in place to have had 45 elected. We thank you deeply for that and for the love that you have for us. Lord, you are responsible for the uprising of Q and the explosive growth of the QAnon movement. You are responsible for the massive amount of factual information being disseminated to write history right now. And you are responsible for the chess plays that are systematically taking authority figures down in the government, corporations, banks, security agencies, mafias and drug cartels. And for this, Lord Jesus, we give you thanks. Lord God, we specifically come to you tonight to ask you to further the cause, further the movement, cause an uprising of righteousness and anger amongst the mainstream media that only you can bring. A righteous anger, Lord, that brings the armor of truth amongst the wickedness of the mainstream media. A humility to them to admit a new and desired path. The blessing of the sword of the Spirit in order for each changed mainstream media individual, child of yours, to move out amongst their colleagues to further the movement of righteous truth. Lord, let them get excited. Let them get excited and rise up against the evil that keeps your people ignorant, sick, and broken because of the loss of the finances and of their children. Lord, just like us in the room, the participants of this mainstream media are your children, created in your image. Bring them, Lord, to the feet of the cross. Bring them to you. Lord, do this in only a way that you can do. We pray this in your precious and wonderful Son's name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Very powerful, Diane. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to open up the prayer line. If anybody would like an open prayer to say a prayer, you'll hit *6 on your phone, and then when you're prompted, you will hit. So please hit *6, and when prompted, #1, I will say this call is being recorded for our website, so please know if you want to join in prayer, you will be recorded. So I'm going to leave the line open for a minute, see if anybody would like to pray. All right, well, I'm going to move to our close then. Nobody is raising their hand. I'd like to close tonight with a very nice, beautiful version of the Serenity Prayer as we close each prayer call with the Serenity Prayer. Rather than reading the prayer tonight, I'd like to close out. Please feel free to listen. I'm going to let the song play. It's 4 minutes. God bless, and we'll see you Sunday night, the same time, 6 o'clock Pacific. God bless everybody, and God bless Donald Trump.
God, give me the serenity to accept. I cannot change, courage to take all I can, and wisdom, yes, wisdom to know the difference. God, give me the serenity to accept, yeah, the things I cannot change, the courage to change all I can, and the wisdom, yes, the wisdom, and don't you know, serenity, courage, wisdom to know the difference. Serenity, courage, wisdom to know the difference. Serenity, courage. Wisdom to know the difference. Serenity, courage.
Have a great night, everybody. Thank you for your participation, and good night.